Greetings and welcome to this edition of Faith to Live By. I'm Pam Christian, your host each week, where I help us explore current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective so we, as God's children, can know how He wants us to respond to see His kingdom will done on earth as it is in heaven. The preeminent focus for this podcast is to seek the Lord, to gain understanding from God, to know what He wants us to know concerning His plans for the redemption and judgment of the world. To know how He wants us to respond in partnership with Him. I've done considerable study, and by way of critical thinking and objective and verifiable evidence, I have personally concluded not only does God exist as the creator of all things, who is only and ever good and holy, but evil also exists. As I have also concluded through much study, while evil exists, it was not created by God. Rather, it was a choice made by beings whom God created. All beings whom God has created have been created with free will choice, allowing them to choose God and all that is good and leads to life, or choose evil and all that leads to death. I think by now the vast majority of the world, even if they don't consider themselves religious or don't believe in God, have had to admit we are living in the midst of a cosmic and epic spiritual battle, which they must at the very least admit is a war between good and evil. I sincerely hope they will listen to many more of my podcasts to explore their considerations to the full extent of their logical conclusions. But if at this point they are at least aware good and evil coexist in this world, then it's a start for them choosing to determine if they want to be aligned with all that is good or be aligned with all that is evil. I also hope and pray my work will help them realize there is not middle ground. People either deliberately choose to be aligned with all that is good or by default are automatically aligned with all that is evil. The reason is, all human beings born into this world since the first man and woman are naturally born evil. This wasn't God's original plan. God wanted all human beings to be pure and holy just as He is, which is how He created them. However, by way of their own free will choice, even though they had all the information of truth they needed, they willingly chose to reject God. As a result, all people born ever since are born at enmity with God. Even so, God loves His created human beings so much that He has offered a way to be redeemed and restored into a holy relationship with God and all that is good and leads to life. And here again, it's a matter of free will choice. Now, considering the many different world events that have occurred recently, I have spent much more time than usual combing through world news, regional headlines, and prophetic words in effort to gain spiritual insight. You know, without the help from the Holy Spirit, it can seem all that is going on in the world is a cacophony of unrelated events. But, gratefully, with a more intentional pressing in to gain understanding from God, we can see how He is orchestrating everything to ultimately produce a harmonious outcome, the very outcome He has graciously revealed will come about as God's sovereign plans for this world and the nations of people are fully lived out through the end of time. When world events seem overwhelming, we have to intentionally focus on the foundations of our faith. Some foundations are derived from specific Bible verses, whereas others are concepts derived from several passages of Scripture. I revere the Bible, unique in contrast to all other documents of religious authority, again, based on extensive, objective, verifiable evidence, and not just an emotional reaction or because of any cultural claims. I share the journey of studying to learn about the Bible as supremely unique in my first book from my Faith to Live By series titled Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in a World of Lies. In addition to exploring the facts about the Bible, this book provides a chapter on each of the five major world religions and one on New Age, allowing the reader to compare and contrast the different religious beliefs to decide for themselves which makes the most sense to believe. One foundation of the Christian faith allows us to reject any and all forms of confusion and fear, knowing both come from the enemy of God, known as the devil or Satan. This truth comes from Deuteronomy 3:16, Isaiah 41:10, 2 Timothy 1:7, and 1 Corinthians 14:33. Another foundation is confidence that what the enemy means for evil, God uses for good. And this comes from Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, and Romans 8:28 through 30, among other passages. Additionally, confidence that God never gives us anything that would harm us comes in part from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11, and Luke chapter 11, verse 13. These are just three examples of foundations or core beliefs we must intentionally focus on, especially when things seem chaotic. Times such as these demand we look through the eyes of faith, relying on the revealed character, will, and intent of God with patience and long-suffering, trusting God for the outcome. At times like this, we can't necessarily make a full and accurate determination as to the meaning of events without waiting for more events to unfold. So, with today's program, I will highlight some specific events, sharing what I've learned so far, and offering my take on the issues from the perspective that we are in the middle of many different matters being worked out. Our faith in God requires we remain steadfast regardless of how things may appear, knowing that Jesus and all who follow him are already guaranteed the victory, and the devil and all who follow him are guaranteed defeat. It's that simple. Then, after I consider some of our headlines today, I want you to meet Jenna Burgess. She's one of the owners of the Christian tour company I have contracted to coordinate our Greece tour in April of 2026. I've invited her to share with you what we can expect as a participant with the upcoming tour. So, specific to headlines, I want to start with Israel and Hamas and the Houthis war and events of the Middle East that now include President Trump's visit to the Middle East and the revelation of foreign relations with leaders of the area nations. First, I have always tried to do considerable research so we are not unwittingly reacting to propaganda. My regular listeners know I started this podcast wanting to do the deep dives necessary to discover truth in light of the extensive lies and propaganda clearly being perpetuated by mainstream media, beginning with COVID-19, then extending to many other headlines and issues on the world stage ever since. One such area of deep dive has had to do with the Palestinian reality and the claims of the people known as Palestinians being quote-unquote exiled from their own homeland and understanding the radical increase of anti-Semitism in recent years. If you haven't heard my series on these issues, or if it's time for you to have a refresher, I highly recommend what I published right after the Hamas October 7th, 2023 attack on Israel. My podcasts number 172, 173, 174, 175 and 180 in particular offer extensive history about the 1948 establishment of Israel and the occupation of the region known as Palestine and the Arabs who lived in that region, as well as events that impacted the people leading up to today, in part through the United Nations. Events in the Middle East have been contentious for thousands upon thousands of years. While attacks and wars in this region may not be surprising, they are still exceedingly tragic and reveal the epitome of evil mankind is capable of. Headlines revealed President Donald Trump recently completed an unprecedented Gulf tour meeting with several different Middle East diplomats. According to the Arab Center, Washington, D.C., President Trump's three-country trip to the Arabian Gulf, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates resulted in him signing lucrative arms and business deals and got commitments from his hosts to make huge investments in the American economy. Additionally, the president has authorized direct negotiations with Iran about its nuclear program, about release of an American-Israel detainee in direct talks with Hamas, and called for an end to Israel's war on Gaza. Amir Sarfati from Behold Israel, who is in a unique position to know about the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plans, posted on May 19th his explanations of President Trump's visit and more. With this post, he stated, quote, "This is breaking news, very important news, maybe the best news since the October 7th war broke out," end quote. Then he shared that the Gideon's Chariots operation is underway and explained that this means the plan of first getting the entire civilian population of Gaza from the northern part all the way down to the south part where the humanitarian zone is that Israel has established for the American companies to distribute food, medication, and all sorts of aid is underway. Then, once the area is cleared, Israel will start its very powerful ground maneuver to destroy every bit of the Hamas occupation above and below ground and prevent them from having any control of the territory or imposing their tyranny on the people who lived in that region. He explained Israel gave Hamas an extension of 24 more hours, explaining they are prepared to move with the most powerful ground maneuver ever. Based on reports, Amir explains Hamas is not interested in the Whitcliffe outline because they understand it is causing them more and more loss. Amir is optimistic that Hamas understands this could be the right time to negotiate the complete end to the war. Amir says they are presenting negotiations wanting the Israelis to allow them safe passage to leave with their families, and they want guarantees that the Israelis will not kill them. That's it. They don't care about the Gazans. They don't care about the children or the elderly in that area. They care about their own families and themselves. Then they say they are willing to disarm. This is huge news. Then on May 20th, Amir posted another report helping us understand the rampant disinformation floating around, wanting us to understand President Trump's trip was quite productive when viewed from the right lens. He explained fake news reports such as Trump is about to recognize a Palestinian state, or Trump is frustrated with Netanyahu, or Trump is about to abandon Israel, or Trump's negotiation for the release of prisoners has been done behind Netanyahu's back, or the fact that Trump did not visit Israel on this trip means Trump is no longer supportive of Israel, and that none of this is true or hold any concern for Israel. Amir explains, we have to know. President Trump secured $5.1 trillion in investment commitments for the United States, which was President Trump's focus. Intentionally, President Trump did not talk much about Gaza. He did not talk much about the Palestinian state. He did not give the Saudis a nuclear agreement. And, according to Amir, Trump did not demand Israel stop the war in Gaza, which specifically contradicts the Arab Center Washington, D.C. article that I just shared with you, which further substantiates the importance of us understanding we're in the middle, we don't have all the facts, and we can't yet make an accurate conclusion. Just the same, when you consider the strategic alliances the globalists have made with their joint efforts to destroy America and Israel, you can bet this trip by President Trump has had the globalists, especially China, beyond nervous. Add to this what President Trump did with his two-hour phone call with President Vladimir Putin of Russia, and the globalists are really shaking in their boots. President Trump posted that Russia and Ukraine will immediately start negotiations toward a ceasefire and, more importantly, to end that war. Trump expressed there is unlimited opportunity for Russia and Ukraine to benefit on trade with the United States, especially for Ukraine in its efforts to rebuild. President Trump stated that he had also informed Ursula von der Leyen, President of European Commission, President Emmanuel Macron of France, Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of Italy, Chancellor Friedrich Merz of Germany, and President Alexander Stubb of Finland accordingly, and stated the Vatican, as represented by the Pope, has stated it would be very interested in hosting the negotiations. End quote. These are just two areas of very good news that have extensive impact on the whole world that are also entirely consistent With prophetic words, God is given to reassure us about what He is doing in our behalf. Through Robin Bullock, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, and others, God has revealed He has already started a lot to deal with our enemies, and much more He will be doing in the days ahead. As Amanda Grace firmly believes, we will see God's undeniable intervention through Pentecost and into July, when we can expect to see an even greater Acts 2 church demonstration worldwide. Through Julie Green on May 20th, God said, "Woe to the globalists." Now, He said a whole lot more, but by Him starting out with just that alone, it's more than enough. We must not believe that things will be easy moving ahead. They will not. They will only grow with intensity. But what will allow us to endure it all is knowing the promises for the outcome in the not-too-distant future. And we must understand that when things get so much better, we have reason to actually celebrate. We must remain sober in our understandings that unless we remain proactive at all times, even when there's cause to celebrate, and unless we intentionally push the enemy back at all times, even when we're celebrating, he will once again make inroads. And if we let this happen again, we will not be able to recover. This is not a prophecy I make. Rather, I'm repeating a very direct and somber warning God has given us through different prophets, including Robin Bullock and Johnny Inlow. With eager expectations that we will be celebrating God's victories very soon, I want to use this time to introduce you to Jenna Burgess and have you listen to our conversation about our planned tour in Greece during April of 2026. I want you to be able to make your plans now and take advantage of the time between now and then to save your money and do everything you need to be sure you're able to travel with us. I'll share more specifics about the trip after the interview, but come now and sit with us and hear what we have planned with you in mind. Jenna Burgess, thank you so much for joining me on this special podcast so we can help my people know more about what we've got planned for this upcoming trip to Greece in April of 2026.
I am very happy to be here to talk about Greece. This is my pleasure.
Now, you are one of the owners of Four Corners Travel. You are a travel agency that does a lot with Christian groups. Tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your company, and then I want to ask you some specific questions about the trip we have planned.
I am more than happy to do that. So our company is Four Corners Travel, like we mentioned. It was initially founded by a husband and wife team who are full-time missionaries. They work with a mission organization doing business as missions. And when they were out on the missions field, they realized that there was an opportunity. And in this opportunity, they wanted to bring people to see the world. They had a vision of bringing people to places like Greece and like Israel, where they could see the Bible come alive. And they decided and prayed about starting a travel agency. When they did that, they brought in some friends who with different business experiences, myself included. I spent 12 years in the hospitality industry in hotels before I started doing travel planning. And we have four of us total who came together to start this company. We started in 2020, which is a really great time to start travel planning, as you can imagine, but have since had the wonderful opportunity to bring several churches, several ministries back to Greece and to Israel and to many other places. So we do focus on working with churches and ministries for Steps of Paul tours and Holy Land tours. But the other unique thing that we do as well is we try to work with missionaries that are planted in different areas around Europe and around the world. It tends to be a lot in Europe to create tours where they are planted. So they would see the sites, they would see the area, and then they would spend some time with the missionaries learning what their ministries are and what God has them doing in that country.
Well, I know I learned about your organization through a mutual friend who has been to Greece several times for that very reason. She was actually supporting a missionary. And I asked her about Greece and about what she would recommend. Yours was the company that came top of mind for her. And so here we are, and I am really excited. In fact, originally we had this trip for the Footsteps of Paul, a ground tour in Greece. We had a plan for October of 2025. But it just seemed it wasn't quite working as well as we would like it to. So we pushed it out to April. And it really seems like it's really benefiting a lot more people to push it out like this. And then you're telling me that it actually is going to work in our favor because there's several trips that will have gone ahead of us. Talk about that a little bit.
So we've been doing Steps of Paul tours, now for a few years since kind of the world that opened back up again. I think 2022 was our first one. We did a trip to Greece in November for a marathon and did a Steps of Paul combo trip. But we have over the years now fine-tuned this trip a bit, and we have created what we think is a really wonderful tour that really highlights the actual steps that the Apostle Paul took when he was there in Greece. So we had a group that just went this past March. We have another group that's going this October, and yours will be the third one doing this particular itinerary. And the itinerary, I didn't even tell you this yet, but this itinerary is so good and was so strong that the actual tour company in Greece that we work with is now uses this, is going to be using this as their Steps of Paul tour, Greece tour moving forward for other groups as well. So it,
Awesome.
So we have been working out any of the little kinks that we have. We have a wonderful tour set that I think people will just love.
You know, this is a ground tour. We were talking about this a couple of times over the phone in the past, that because it's ancient terrain, uneven pavement, it really is not a trip for somebody who is in a wheelchair or who needs that kind of assistance.
Yes, unfortunately, we would love to be able to do that. The ADA laws and things that we have here in the United States just are not as strong in Europe. So they do not have accessibility, frankly, in some of these places. You're going to be going to ancient Corinth and Philippi, and there you're literally going to be walking through ruins. I would not say that the level is extremely difficult, but there is walking involved, and there is uneven pavement and uneven sidewalks and areas. And then, if you have the option to even climb on top of some of these things, which obviously would not be easy if you have a disability or something that would prevent you from doing that. So, I would not recommend this particular tour for someone who has difficulty walking.
But as I want to share with my audience soon during this particular time that I'm with you, this is just the first of a couple of ideas we have moving forward. I'm going to leave that till a little bit later, but it could be that one of our future trips would be better suited for people who have a handicap or an issue or two that they need to make certain is accommodated. Now, there are a lot of reasons that people may choose not to travel or that they might be wary of traveling. And I think that you and I have actually considered these things. I want to share some of our thoughts with my listeners right now. So some of the objections that people might have specific to travel would certainly be the economy of it, the financial aspect of travel. Why don't you address that a little bit for my listeners, please?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, we work directly with a tour company in Greece, and we have fine-tuned this particular tour and have worked through the price. In fact, we've gone back and forth many times to work on the price of this tour, and I honestly believe it is a very economical choice. You're going to be staying in four-star hotels. However, because we are able to negotiate as a group, the price of these hotels would be lower than if you were to try to do this on your own, as well as the tour guides and the all the things that are included in this particular trip. So the price overall is a really great price for a trip. And if you would go online to look at some of the major tour companies, they are often two, even $3,000 more per person. The other thing, and I also didn't mention this, is we can also set up a payment plan. So if you wanted to make payments on your trip, that is absolutely an option as well.
Well, that's good to know. That's not something you and I talked about before. Now, I know that one of the other ways we're trying to keep the costs as effective for everybody as possible is to limiting the trip to 34 people maximum.
Correct.
And the more people we have toward that maximum, the less the price is per person. Can you
That
talk
is
about
correct.
that a little bit?
Yeah, so we have it, the prices are tiered. So the more people that we have, then it will lower the price. So the maximum that we want, like Pamela said, is 34 people. But if we end up with only maybe 20 or 24 people, then the price is the $27.99. 25 to 29 is an even lower price. It goes down by $200, or 30 and 34 people, it goes down another $100. And that's because we have one bus. The ideal is we want to keep everybody together on a bus. If we go over that, then we're going to have to go into more vehicles. And that you don't have the same sense of camaraderie, and you don't have the same sense of togetherness, and you don't get to network and talk to people as much. We really like to keep them fairly small so you can be together. But also, if you're able to stay on one vehicle, then that reduces the price as well, because you're splitting it between that many people versus having to add an extra vehicle.
And there are a lot of things that are already included. In fact, I would encourage my listeners to go to my webpage beyond the podcast and look at the specifics. But there are a lot of things that are already included. You want to talk about that a little bit?
I absolutely can. So this trip includes your hotel accommodations, your transfers from the to and from the airport. It includes tour guides, the buses. It includes a tour director, so you'll have one main person who's with you for the whole of the trip in case you have any specific area specific questions. It includes breakfast every day. And then there are certain days, I think we have three or four dinners also included in this particular itinerary. The things that aren't included are lunches, and that's mainly because we're going to be out and about and you're going to be exploring, and it would be hard to have everyone stop and sit down. So it may just be easier to grab some delicious Greek street food. I will talk about food a lot. The food there was amazing. It doesn't include tips, it doesn't include airfare. That is a separate cost. So you will want to make sure that you have that, and we will give you recommendations on times for airfare as something I can help you book, or you can book on your own if you have points or if you have preferred airlines. But we'll give you some recommendations on arrival and departure times. But otherwise, the majority of the tour is included.
Now, you talked about tips. Would you have some guidelines for us for tips? Because it seems like every country is a little bit different.
Yes, and I'll give you some when we get a little bit get more specific ones when you get a little bit closer, because there are different guidelines for different people on the trip. The bus driver versus the tour director would have a different guideline, and I don't have those off the top of my head right now, but it's usually around like 5% of the cost of the trip. And you can do that a couple different ways. There can be, we could pull them early, or you could tip individually if you wanted to do more or less. Either one of those is totally fine. I would recommend having a little bit of cash available. The Greece does use euros, and it's very easy to go to your bank before the trip and get a small amount. I wouldn't recommend bringing more than 200 or 300 euros, just because you don't need to be carrying around that much cash. But just for if you wanted to tip your drivers and your tour guides, or then also just to have for some street food. But most places there accept credit cards if you wanted to shop or.
Well, I know everybody needs to do some of their own research because some people like to use credit cards, some people only want to use cash. So some of these things, but you and I, or at least right now, are offering some general guidelines. Now, when it comes to tips, you can give us in advance an estimate budget, right?
Yes,
Okay.
correct.
So we'll know before we actually have to board the flight to go to Athens, we'll know what our budget should be for tips.
Correct. And we'll have a recommended guideline, but it is up to you if you wanted to do something additional. Yep.
All right, now I know that there are a lot of objections that people have to traveling, especially traveling abroad. One is time off, but that's part of the beauty of the fact that this was moved from October of 2025 to April of 2026. You want to address that?
Yeah, but I think everything, the timing for this is actually working out very much in our favor. Now we are almost a year out, just shy of a year out. That does give people more time to request time off from work, or to make travel arrangements, or make arrangements for childcare if you're gonna have kids that are staying at home. I think it is gonna work in our favor, switching it from October to April, just giving people a little bit more time to make the necessary arrangements.
Another thing that people are hesitant about when it comes to travel, I mean, you might be intrigued, you might want to travel, but there's this fear of the unknown. There's the fear of the cultural differences. And I know we can consider language barriers and even use of visas and passports, ground transportation, accommodation, safety and security, just the hassle of travels. I know that you address a lot of that, and that's part of why I wanted to go with your company.
Yeah, we definitely do. And we try to make a full package so that people don't have to worry as much about the smaller things. There are a lot of English speaking people, first off. I did not encounter a single restaurant where I was not able to communicate in English to the wait staff or to some of the people working there in restaurants or even some street vendors. A lot of it is very highly English speaking. We also have the tour director there that will be a resource for you. You will be able to speak directly to them. If you have questions about the trip, they're going to give you a lot of insight about the different areas and different parts of Greece that we are going to be traveling to.
All right, well, that sounds good too. Now, one of the things I wanted to point out to my listeners, and I kind of touched on it a minute ago, is that by signing up now with this Greece trip, first off, it's not an obligation at this point. We are ahead of the time that we have to actually make deposits, where we have to commit to the hotels and the tour companies and whatnot that are in Greece. So by signing up now, you are simply letting us know you're interested and how many people would be in your party. Then when we get closer to the time where we actually have to take deposits, we will contact you and you will at that point have the first right of refusal. And at that point, of course, we would need your deposit. But by signing up now and also making a commitment to the trip moving forward, you are also positioning yourself to be able to receive a return traveler discount for our future travel excursions, which we are already planning to be able to go to Israel.
The Holy Land tour of Israel that we've put together, we are very excited to start bringing back. So I believe our first one will be in April of 2026, and so into the future, we're very excited for that in the future.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that if this Greece trip goes like I'm hoping it will, like I'm praying it will, that there's going to be enough interest that we're going to be able to do maybe the same kind of a trip, but to Israel come April of 2027.
Excellent. And I spoke recently with our contact in Israel who helps us with creating these tours, and he has some very interesting, I don't want to give too much away, but very interesting ideas on how to see Israel, see the Holy Land, but also to connect with the people who live there currently and some of their experiences through the last few years.
Yes, and I think that would be so rich for us to have a better understanding of what's happened, especially since the October 7th attack. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. We just see God moving to bring peace in the Middle East right now. And what a great time, I think, ahead for us to be able to travel and visit the Holy Land. Another reason that I want people to sign up now, not only does it give us an idea of what we're working with, but I would like to, if for those people who are interested, to maybe hold some Zoom meetings with the potential participants, where we could talk about how to protect yourself against pickpockets, for example. And this is something that you could help us with, Jenna, in terms of helping educate people who maybe have not traveled much before, who would like a little extra information and education to be able to feel as secure as possible.
Absolutely. We actually recommend doing two Zoom meetings before the call, and you're welcome to do more if you would like. We like to do one once we kind of have the initial who is interested in going list to give people an opportunity to go through the itinerary, to ask questions, to give tips and tricks. And then you also have an you get to see who else is going on the trip with you. So that's like the beginning of starting to build connections.
Yeah, absolutely. We can have a meet and greet ahead of time and begin to anticipate spending time together in Athens, Greece. And not just Athens, but we're also going to Thessaloniki and to Kalambaka, right?
You are, and also one of my favorite places that you'll be going, where I went a couple months ago, was to Corinth. So I think Corinth and Delphi are some other special places that are day trips that you'll really enjoy.
In closing, Jenna, I know that you have shared with me, because you went on to the Corinth aspect of this trip and some of the other aspects that we are planning. Would you share your personal response to what it was like being right there where the Apostle Paul actually walked?
I would love to. This being a travel planner, we do get to go to some amazing places in the world and seeing some really beautiful, amazing things. But being a Christian and knowing that the Bible is the word of God, and knowing that the Apostle Paul was in these places, walking through the ancient city of Athens, standing on Mars Hill, where he got to meet with the leaders and look out over the Agora and know that he spoke to the people of that city. To stand in Corinth, you literally can stand on the bema where he stood in the center of ancient Corinth to address the people, knowing that he spoke to them about the resurrection and about what it is to be a church and all the different lessons that you can read in the Corinthians. There's so many I could rattle them
Right.
off, but it was such an experience that when you stood there, you saw that come alive. I can say it was one of the more touching experiences of my life, and my faith was deepened in a way that I didn't expect, and that was totally new. Again, reading the Bible and growing up in church, you hear and see these things, but when you're actually standing where he stood, where the Apostle Paul stood, and you can see go along his missionary journey, is a truly touching and incredible experience that you will not forget.
I'm sure of it. I know of what little bit of travel my husband and I've been able to do. I've had the same kind of experience. History comes alive, and
It
you're
does.
right. Our faith is deepened in a ways that's unexpected. So I'm hoping that everybody who has listened to this interview with you have caught the bug about going with us in April of 2026 for the Footsteps of Paul in Greece, a ground tour, and that they could take advantage of, and I just want to put this out there, the optional cruise of the Greece Islands. Can you talk about that real quick?
Yes, we haven't talked about that too much yet. So there is a 4-night tour that is leaving out of Athens, excuse me, a 4-night cruise, where you will get to see the Greek islands. You will actually, I pulled up the thing so I was ready to talk about it. Here we go. It starts in Athens and goes on to Mykonos. Mykonos is one of the closer islands to Athens, but it feels like you're going into a whole new world, even. So beautiful. You go do stop into Turkey, into Kadasi, and then there's five more islands that you get to visit. One of them being Santorini, which was my personal favorite. If you saw Mamma Mia, or it gives you that vibe. I'm not sure it was actually that island specifically, but it is the white buildings with the blue tops and the sea all surrounding. So you get to go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Greek islands, and also stop into Turkey. It is 4 nights. There are different options available for stateroom, and that will be on a first come, first serve basis. We do have enough for whoever would like to join, but not enough of each stateroom. There's space on the ship, but there will be a balcony option, an interior option, and then an ocean view, which is a kind of just has a window with the outside.
All right. So another incentive for people to sign up now for the Greece tour. Number one, your name is on the list and you'll have the first right of refusal. Number two, you'll have a first right of refusal for the optional Greece tour. And number three, you will have a return traveler discount available to you for our future trips. And I'm really excited about every single bit of this. I want to thank you so much, Jenna, for helping us. And I want to encourage everybody to write me with my email at faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. In the subject line, write Greece, and in the body of the email, simply write your name and the number of people in your party, your contact information, and then when we get closer to the actual time of needing registrations, needing deposits, we'll contact you and firm up as you'd like. Jenna, thank you so much. I know it's about a year away, but I'm already excited.
So am I. So am I. And before we log off, hopefully you'll allow me to say quickly, we also have a team on our Four Corners team that does individual travel as well. So if you after you take a cruise, we would also be able to get you a return discount for individual travel if you wanted to take a trip with just your family or a cruise or something along those lines.
That's good to know. There's all kinds of reasons for us to join together on this particular trip to Greece in April of 2026. Thanks so much, Jenna.
Thank you so much.
I really hope that interview with Jenna has allowed your interest to be piqued and that you won't waste any more time making sure your name is on the list of those interested to attend. Continue listening, and I'll share with you more of how you can do just that. Now, it's very important to me to make sure I extend to you the ability to know more about the plan of redemption that God offers every human being. It's as simple as willingly choosing to believe in and receive Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the promised Redeemer, who actually lived on this earth and died, so that, by way of his death and resurrection, we have a way of escape, a way of redemption, a way of being reunited with God the Father. If you want to live confident that your life has been redeemed, if you want to live free from fear and confusion, if you want to know that you will live eternally with God in heaven forever, all you need to do is place your faith in Jesus. Simply repeat after me, Jesus, I thank you for being who you said you are, for living on this earth a sinless life and taking on my sins, then dying and paying the debt of sin that I cannot pay, and allowing me a way to escape judgment and to be redeemed through faith in you. This is what I want now. I want to be redeemed. I want to be restored into a right relationship with God the Father through faith in you, Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit. So I'm choosing to believe with my heart, and I'm confessing now with my mouth, that you are my Savior and my Lord. And I thank you that the promise that God makes is that anyone who confesses faith in Jesus shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus, for my new life in you today. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, or if you're praying that prayer again because you know you need to make a renewal commitment to your life, I want to hear from you. I want to celebrate with you. Please give me an email at faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. Let me know that you've given your heart to Jesus today, and I will do what I can to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Now, to finish out today's podcast, please listen to the closing announcements I have. It will help you know how you can support me so I can continue to support you each and every week right here with this podcast known as Faith to Live By. It may seem far off, but most people make plans for a significant vacation about a year in advance. So if you haven't already expressed interest in traveling with us in April 2026, now is the time to do so. We want to have about 30 people total because this size group works best for the specific tour I have in mind. We'll be walking the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. I'm using the time between now and October 2025 to determine if we have enough interest, and the trend indicates we definitely should. We have just about 30 people on the list now, but I'd like to have more because when it comes to the actual day of making a commitment, things could have changed, and I want to be able to have at least 30 actually attend the tour. So, if you think you'd like to be part of the Faith to Live By Christian tour with me in Greece during April 2026, now is the time to get your name and number in your party on the list. There's no obligation at this point. You're just expressing your interest. Attendees need to arrange their own air travel to and from the Athens International Airport. To get your name on a list, send an email to faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com with the word Greece in the subject line. In the body of the email, provide your name, contact information, and number of people you expect to be in your party. This will place your name on the interested in attending list, but does not obligate you in any way. It merely assures you have first right of refusal when down payments are due. If you didn't get the details written down that I just shared, simply visit my Beyond the Podcast page using the link in the show notes. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, and consider signing up for my certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn how not only to use apologetics to share truth with others, but to help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics into their respective ministries so more Christians are learning how to share their faith. You can learn more by using the link in the show notes. For now, I offer my weekly podcast, my blog, and bi-monthly e-newsletter at no cost. And certainly, I have hard costs associated with doing all I do. If you've been blessed by my work and would like to help my work reach others, why not consider partnering with me? For as little as $10 a month, you can become a partner. Then together, we can reach even more people for Jesus. Simply visit my Pamela Christian Ministries homepage and then click on the Give button at the top menu bar. Or if you prefer, you can go directly to the Give page using the link in the show notes. To become a partner, you can use my PayPal or Venmo account, but you will also see other ways you can support my work on that page. Whether you choose to become a monthly partner, give a one-time donation, purchase my books and products from my web store, or support my affiliate sponsors, anything you can do to help me continue this work would be greatly appreciated. And as always, your prayers and telling others about me and my ministry work is much needed. When it comes to my selection of affiliate sponsors, I first look for Christian-owned and operated businesses, and I make a point of personally using the products or services so I can fully endorse them. I seek sponsors that offer products or services you can get via the internet worldwide, and I specifically consider what is common to most people universally. So you'll find health, beauty, and wellness products through Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements and from QE Strong. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements are truly amazing and are available to my listeners for a 5% discount per purchase or a 10% discount for a monthly subscription using the promo code FTLB. You may have heard my interview with Rob Renee about QE Strong. Discover the benefits of quantum energy to overcome all sorts of ailments. Visit QEStrong.com and use the promo code FTLB at checkout to receive your discount. Then, my newest affiliate I'm really excited to bring you is Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming Television. People with United States addresses can get over 3,000 channels, including live TV with streaming television, without a contract. Get all of your local networks and favorite movie and sports and pay-per-view channels for about half of what cable costs. See the video promo link in the show notes to learn more. Affiliate sponsors only provide financial support to me when you purchase what they offer. So before you support Amazon or any other retailer, if I offer what you're looking for, please purchase through me. When it comes to special occasions, birthdays, or Christmas gifts, consider my books, jewelry, CDs, and more from my web store or any of the affiliate goods and services I offer. When you purchase from my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to receive a 20% discount. Again, you'll find all the links in the show notes. If you like the content and resource material I bring you with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content. And I'm also very active on social media. I can cover much more on social media than I can with this weekly podcast. And if you're not already subscribed, please subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. I offer encouragement, special offers, and one of my signature recipes with each and every edition. Yep, I'm a foodie and I love to entertain, which is why faith, family, friends, and food is a bonus segment of my bi-monthly e-newsletter. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page, Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. On that page, I also ask you to help me learn more about you and what you want by completing the form visible once you scroll down that page. And something that is very easy for you to do and would mean a lot to me is for you to rate, subscribe, or comment on this podcast according to what your preferred listening platform allows. You know how it works. The more likes and subscriptions to this podcast, the more opportunity we have to expand the listening audience. And that means we can reach more people with the gospel message of Jesus while helping people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.